Tonight, singer-songwriter Ben Taylor and his band will be performing at the Soapbox Laundry Lounge in Wilmington. And on Wednesday, it's a special 90th birthday concert for his grandmother, Trudy Taylor, at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Both concerts are open to the public, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. Ben released his new album August 14th, 2012. It's called Listening, and it covers a lot of musical ground, including pop, rock, and folk elements, as well as adult contemporary and country music. Ben stopped by WFDD yesterday with bandmates David Saw on guitar, percussionist Mark Pusey on cajon, and sound engineer Ryan Casey set up the recording session, taped live in Studio A.
Now what the hell made the green grass grow? I spilled milk, I got to clean that flow.
I tend to be prolific enough if I just wait until something is absolutely tearing itself out of me in a way which can only be expressed and articulated musically. I don't tend to sit down and write songs for the sake of writing songs. Or when I do, I'm never pleased with the outcome.
You're actually waiting until it's just building up inside you and then I got to get this down. It's not even a question. You got to do it.
Well, it's just there's 85,000 moments of, you know, potential moments of heavy inspiration during a day. If you were actually tuned into all of them, it would explode your brain. And it's just, you know, those things inspire you to do one thing or another. Maybe they inspire a non-sequitorial tangent of thoughts which leads you back to building a golf cart with your ex-landlord or something. Or maybe they lead you to something which says, wow, I have something to say about that. And maybe it's conversationally expressive. It's something you call your old man up and talk about. Or maybe it's a point you need to make to your lover because you haven't been communicating yourself right. Occasionally, one of those moments of inspiration, you hear it in your own head musically. You don't hear it as any other kind of communication. And when it's that, then that's the only way to express it.
Yeah.
I wait until that happens before I write a song because those are the only songs that really want me to help them write themselves.
It's great. Revealing the statue within the boulder.
And those are the only songs that are actually willing to write me, too, and that's what I require from my art. I don't want to just be in control of changing it and the outcome of what my art sounds like. I want it to be responsible for changing me, too.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Hey, David, could you jump in? Because you all collaborate on, I mean, that's pretty personal stuff, and I'm wondering, how do you dive into that dynamic and contribute and have your own personal expression within that?
I think it's because we're one person. We spend so much time together that I know what he's thinking, he knows what I'm thinking. We have similar tastes, and it just seems to work. It's really, really effortless sometimes when the songs come.
When you find somebody who's a good writing match for you, then it's like an effortless Matrix ping-pong game.
For you, David, what is that dynamic where it's the two of you that makes it? You're impervious to pain, or you're going to finish the tune versus just on your own?
I mean, I think like in some aspects where say like I brought an idea or a start of a tune, I don't think I would have been able to finish it without Ben, because he can take it to somewhere that I might not have gone, and vice versa. So it's a weird situation. We write songs in cars, we write songs at airports. I think the thing is, like, we both get so excited about it. That's what I love.
Even if she's been through hell with scars and lights, she's still so fine.
Singer-songwriter Ben Taylor, guitarist and frequent collaborator David Saw, and percussionist Mark Pusey on cajon. Ben's recording engineer, live in Studio A, was Ryan Casey. You can catch them live in concert tonight at the Soapbox Laundry Lounge in Wilmington. And on Wednesday, it's a special 90th birthday concert for Ben's grandmother, Trudy Taylor, at the Arts Center in Carrboro. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. The new CD is Listening, and it's available on iTunes and Amazon. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.
America.